All right. Good morning. Stocks saw a huge reversal last week. What to expect on the last trading day of February? Russian markets and its currency getting hammered. Defensive stocks rallying. BP, Toll Brothers, and Pulte Group on the move. And much, much more. Today is Monday, February 28th. And if this is your first time, my name is Mark Hodge, and I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. On a typical morning, Marcus joins me with watchful eyes and more than 47 years of trading experience. We sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. And for those of you who haven't gotten your healthy dose of Marcus recently, he is going to be back with me tomorrow morning. He was planning on being here today, but that will take place tomorrow morning. So he is going to be back in the studio. For those of you, if this is your first time, I know sometimes the things we might say are a little overwhelming, but don't worry. We do have a special video just for you that we will link in the description. It's a great place to get started. And with that said, let's get started and let's go right to the charts here. And gosh, I mean, if you were keeping an eye on the markets last week, what a week, what a week here. Let me go to a daily chart first. This is the S&P 500. And you see that with last week, there was a slide lower with the uncertainty between Russia and Ukraine, and then the news that Russia had in fact invaded Ukraine. That sent the markets into a tailspin, opening significantly lower here on Thursday. Look back here, that put the S&P at lows not seen since May of 2021. So a big move lower. And then just out of the blue, markets reversed course on Thursday, erased all of those early losses, a huge, huge comeback on Thursday. And then on Friday, we opened higher and we saw another big day of just follow through, a little drift lower, but then a rally in the morning, drifted sideways during the afternoon, and then just finished at session highs of the day. So big, big reversal at the end of the week. The S&P up 2.2% on Friday, Dow up 2.5%, NASDAQ up 1.6%. And if we look at the week, those last two trading days, Thursday and Friday, actually put the S&P 500 into positive territory, finishing the week up 0.8%, so snapping a two-week losing streak. The Dow actually just finishing negative, down 20 points, which is 0.06% lower for the week. And then we also have the NASDAQ climbing out of negative territory for the week and finishing higher. For the week, the NASDAQ was up 1.1%. So nice comeback for the week. Now, if we go to a monthly chart, though, a different story. We're still trading negative for the month of February. It'd be a pretty, pretty impressive comeback to go positive. So it looks like we're going to be ending the month lower for the second time. So back-to-back losses, unless we just see a huge, huge comeback today, back-to-back losses in order for the major indices. And we see the last time we had back-to-back losses back in 20. Actually, the NASDAQ had back-to-back losses in, here we go, September and October of 2020. So it's still 2020, the year. This was when the pandemic hit, when we had a back-to-back slide. We also saw a back-to-back slide in September and October of 2020. We could go back to the S&P. We see the same thing. Back-to-back losses down right now 2.9% for the month of February. And last time we had a back-to-back slide was September and October of 2020. So markets are pointing to a negative start. Futures are negative. We will talk more about this, but let's talk about what's moving the markets. And it should be no surprise that it's still this uncertainty of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's moving the markets. It is a factor. Traders do not like the uncertainty. You know, what's going on? You know, of course, there's the unfortunate situation in Ukraine about how it's impacting markets and you know, what next, what the risk is. That's the concern. And over the weekend, there were more sanctions that were put into place with U.S. And European allies, as well as Canada, agreeing to cut off key Russian banks from the interbank SWIFT messaging system, which is huge and important for banks and the banking system. President Biden also announced additional sanctions against Russia's central bank because of Moscow's unprovoked invasion. The move that took place essentially prohibits Americans from doing any business with the Russian bank and actually freezes Russian assets in the U.S. And we see that this is having it's having an impact financially. Let's go to the Russian ETF, RSX, and you'll see here that it's down 22%. If we look here, gosh, this ETF, I don't know how long it's been traded, but oh, there we go. It looks like we're going back to lows not seen since 2016. So overnight, I mean, it's just been hit hard the last couple of days. This was where it was on the invasion. But you look at this and pre-market down another 22.7%. Now, Russia announced that their markets are going to be closed on Monday. You're trying to navigate this free fall. Sometimes when you don't allow trading to take place, this really occurs in all sorts of markets when there's news that's negatively impacting the markets. The idea is don't let the markets trade and hope that when things calm down, it will be in a better state. That's what's going on in Russia right now. We could also look at the Russian currency, the ruble here. If we look at the ruble versus the U.S. dollar, we see that with the Russian banking system are just really getting close to Western countries here. Look at this fall here. Let me go to this measuring tool. And if we look at what's happened over the last couple of days, oops, I don't want to grab that. Just down overnight, almost 25%. Coming off of those lows a little bit, but down 15%. So Russia's currency is getting hammered. Their markets are getting hammered. This is where the goal of there's uncertainty, but also the goal of the sanctions is to make a dent financially to give Russia a reason to talk to Ukraine. And it sounds like that's also on the table for today. Anyway. This is still a factor. It's still in the news, of course. It's unfortunate for the region and Ukraine, but how it's affecting the markets, it's still having an impact. Let's look at a couple of movers here. And actually, let's take a look at the economic calendar first. So it's a busy week for the economic calendar in addition to the geopolitical news and risk. We see today that we have Chicago PMI at 9:45. This is a medium impact announcement. This, I believe, is not going to have any impact on the markets. I mean, with other things going on, it will just, I believe, be overshadowed by other things. But Tuesday, ISM Manufacturing PMI, major impact report, 10 a.m. tomorrow. There are some OPEC meetings. OPEC, with the spike in crude oil and the uncertainty over Russia, with them being a large oil-producing country, this might take a bigger weight than normal. You also have crude oil inventories at 10:30, medium flag report. But we have ADP non-farm employment change on Wednesday morning. Employment numbers are going to be closely watched as we shift the focus back to the Fed, right? The Russia news has been, I don't want to say distraction, but it's been the focus. But we still have an inflation situation that the U.S. needs to deal with. And the Fed is in the spotlight this week. We have Fed Chair Powell testifying on Wednesday at 10 a.m. We see here that he's due to testify on the semi-annual monetary policy report before the House Financial Services Committee in Washington, D.C. So he's testifying on Wednesday at 10 a.m. He's also testifying on Thursday at 10 a.m. This could definitely move the market. We have our early jobs report, March 2nd. ISM services PMI on Thursday as well at 10 a.m. Then we have the big jobs report on Friday, 8:30 a.m., so an hour before U.S. markets open. This includes average hourly earnings, non-farm employment numbers, and the unemployment rate. So a busy week for the Fed and some key data being released during the week. And so this is definitely going to be in the spotlight this week and something to keep an eye on. Let's look at a few movers, and let's first take a look at BP. So BP down 7%. They were down about 8% last I looked, so maybe closing that gap a little bit. They announced that they are cutting ties to Russia, essentially. The shares are down after announcing that it will sell its stake in Russia's state-controlled oil producer, Rosneft. They own approximately 20% of that company or of the state-controlled producer and down pre-market on that news. Speaking of energy, let's look at REGI, the ticker, Renewable Energy Group, and they are up huge, huge pre-market. Look at this, $60.84. That puts this back up at highs not seen since the end of 2021 after basically getting cut in half and then having a gap here. And huge, huge day, it looks like, for renewable energy. The news, well, they have agreed to be acquired by Chevron for $61.50 a share. So a little leeway here just in case this deal falls through. That's why it's not trading at $61.50. But trading at 60.80 and a huge, huge jump there. If we look at Chevron here, CVX flat. So looks like nobody's worried about the deal, the all-cash deal that Chevron is putting out for renewable energy, but renewable energy owners are getting rewarded handsomely because of it. Let's look at a few more. NLSN Nielsen Ratings. They are actually up 3.3% pre-market. They rallied after reporting earnings that were 10 cents better than expected. They also issued an upbeat full-year forecast and a deal to buy back $1 billion in stock, which is always viewed as a positive for a company, and they're up a little bit pre-market. Now, let's look at a couple of defense stocks here. Let's look at Northrop Grumman, NOC. Defense stocks definitely getting some interest and a boost here. Look, up almost 4% pre-market with the situation going on and the pledge by the European Union to spend more on defense. Another one, Raytheon Technologies, RTX. Up 3.7% pre-market. So this stock getting the benefit of the situation over there. There's also General Dynamics, just to give you another one, if you're keeping an eye on any of these, up 3.2% here on this interest here in the situation and the European Union being a little more active in that situation and NATO. Let's look at another one. I know we're running a little bit out of time, but we'll go for it. Not a double rainbow, but pretty close in the stock market world. Bank of America announced a double upgrade on Toll Brothers. Let's look at Toll. Toll Brothers up 3.5% pre-market. And we also have PulteGroup, PHM, the ticker. PHM up almost 3% pre-market. So they received a double upgrade now. PulteGroup. Bank of America still sees 19% upside based on Friday's close, and they expect the stock to raise its target from 61 up to 63, and traders are liking that. So as we approach the U.S. Open, we're actually looking at a lower start for the futures markets, but it's not as bad as it was earlier. So we've come off of lows established overnight, but the E-mini S&P is down 1.15%. YM, the mini Dow, similar situation, and the NASDAQ down 1%. So we are setting up for a lower start, but it's not as bad as it was pre-market. We will see what the market gives us during the trading day. I'm looking forward to another great week of trading. It's actually been a real fun couple of weeks in spite of some of the news, and definitely interested in what the economic calendar is going to bring. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like this video and you want to see more coming, give it a thumbs up, give it a like, and definitely join our or subscribe. And I'll be back here tomorrow with Marcus. Until tomorrow.